When a Supreme Court decision came down the other day, I saw some of you people jump on, D.C., I told you Kavanaugh was not to be trusted. It wasn't Kavanaugh. It was John Obamacare Roberts that took the dagger out and plunged it in our back once again. Now, I have a question for all of you students of the Constitution. If New Tenochtitlan can pass more laws, liberalizing or expanding abortion access, why cannot Louisiana, in this instance, my state, pass laws restricting it? Look, any legal positive, any legal theorist will tell you, and this comes straight out of little Jimmy Madison. I quote it to you from Madison. Top of my head, I can quote it to you. A power to enact carries with it the complementary power to repeal. If you can enact, you have the sovereignty to enact, you have the sovereignty to repeal. This is why there doesn't need to be a secession clause or a leave the union clause in the Constitution. It's right there in how a new state is admitted into the Constitution and how the original 13 were admitted in. They ratified it. If you can ratify it, in other words, you can unratify it. Look, there is no other way to look at this power. If you have the, again, just for poops and giggles, because I like doing this. If you have the power to ratify, you have the power to unratify. I'll give you a prime example. Did anyone say that the Congress or the Senate, in consultation with the president, President Trump, did not have the power to unratify NAFTA? There's a new NAFTA deal, isn't there? There's a new GATT deal, G-A-T-T. It is implicit in the power. If you have the power to ratify, you can unratify. If you have the power to expand, you have the power to limit. Now, in a world where sanity reigns, people wouldn't question this. I'll give you another example. If the Congress claims the power to tax and to increase the tax, well, then by extension and implication, the Congress also then claims the power to decrease the tax, can undo what it's previously done. So in this world, if New Tenochtitlan can expand abortion, and a federal judge said, it's perfectly in keeping in sync, then why cannot Louisiana regulate it? Chief Justice John Roberts joined the Supreme Court's liberal wing on Thursday in temporarily blocking a Louisiana law that would have replaced restrictions on abortion clinics in the High Court's first ruling on abortion since the admission of Associate Justice Brett Kavanaugh. The ruling came as Roberts, who was appointed by President Bush, has increasingly and deliberately sought to present the federal judiciary as nonpartisan. What difference does it make? What part? Justice is supposed, Lady Justice is supposed to have a blindfold on. She's not supposed to pick a side. You know, note that in Lady Justice, there's a scale, and, you know, it's balanced in the middle. Last year, in a highly unusual statement, Roberts rebuked President Trump for criticizing partisanship in the federal judiciary. The Louisiana, now look, this is our law. We passed this law. The Louisiana law is virtually identical to a Texas measure the justices struck down 3 years ago by a 5-3 vote shortly after the death of Justice Antonin Scalia. Roberts dissented in that case when he was not the deciding vote and sided with the conservative minority that wanted to uphold the anti-abortion. First of all, it's not an anti-abortion law. An anti-abortion law would be one that forbids abortion. Anti-against, okay? An anti-abortion law would say, we don't murder the soon-to-be born in this state. That's an anti-abortion law. This is a regulatory. This is why this whole thing is totally off kilter. Where are the abolitionists? That's the position. Total abolition. That's the proper position. The court's four more conservative justices, including Neil Gorsuch and Kavanaugh, would have allowed the Louisiana law to take effect. Now, I got a couple of things that I can, a couple of places I can go. Number one, my Democrat Party governor, John Bel Edwards, is an alleged Catholic. Where is my governor? He ought to be calling a special session of the legislature. Actually, they're getting ready to meet anyways. Now, you guys need to come in a week early because we're going to talk about enforcing our abortion law and telling the SCOTUS to go pound sand. John Roberts has made his ruling. Now let him enforce it. Now, I say this because John Bel Edwards lives in Baton Rouge. He lives in Rouge-Beton. There's a brand new, just freshly minted bishop there. Prime example of, okay, did the bishop call the governor? Now, I'm not alleging that this is the governor's doing. Don't get me wrong.